Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Fix the Family Fix America Radio Show!
Your host for the number one family show in all of the universe. His name is Jack Hatfield.
Good day, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Fix the Family, Fix America, live on set at our with a mobile studio, so we won't have a lot of opportunities to get some updates and get all that stuff, but what we do know is that there was some incredible stuff that happened this week, and we want to make sure that we're doing the proper thing and telling you and keeping you informed. And for those of you first-time listeners, which there are a growing number, a massively growing number, this is Fix the Family, Fix America. We do it in four parts plus one in a series. Part one being positive fathering, then make a difference mothering, then pull through parenting, and finally reveal your success. And the plus one of that is disease and the diet, where we help correct, cure, and stop degenerative diseases from affecting your family. Again, today we apologize, we're on a mobile outlet. We're doing all we can to make sure we broadcast these shows on our time slot and keep you informed, but life makes things pretty amazing sometimes, and we have to do what we have to do. And that's the way you have to be as a parent. Also, got an announcement on an interview for me on another radio show. Next Tuesday, we'll be on the J. Blair Brown Right Now show. That will also be on Blog Talk Radio next Tuesday at 7 o'clock Eastern. She is an up-and-coming writer, single parent, incredible lady. You have to come and listen to her shows. And then, of course, you can start by listening to her interview me next Tuesday, 7 o'clock. Fantastic show. I look forward to it. Again, fantastic young lady that's telling you that you can write a book. Same thing we tell you, that if you don't want to write a book, well, everyone has a story inside them, and we want you to let that story out because your story can help others. And she tells you to write right now. And if you can't write a whole book, or if you feel that you have problems, you, of course, can go to other books and add at least your story. You can be interviewed, and that you can do that even in my Blessed With series. We have Blessed With Fortune for Soldier's Tales. We have Blessed With Tragedy for Prematurity. We have all kinds of stuff, and we want you to get that story out. We do not want you to go away with that story held inside you, because you can help others. And that is very, 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 very crucial to do and know. All right. One of the big stories that I've got to talk about today is a 10-year-old child in Spain gave birth to a child. That's right. 10-year-old gave birth to a child in Spain. Now, I do not have all of the details of that story at this moment, but I do believe the baby was born a little premature, which you know is dear and deep to this show. But let's look at the ramifications of something like this happening and what is going on in our mindset, in our generation, in this world that is making these things like this occur. Is it something that is being caused by a lack of knowledge? Is it something being caused by a lack of education? Is it something being caused by way too much media? Is it something being caused by exposure to too much knowledge too fast for children? I mean, if a children's mind matures way before its actual years, what does that mean? Now, back in the 70s, many people said that if you can mature the mind, it doesn't matter what the body does. Now, Albert Kinzing, sexologist freak that he was, did lots of studies on orgasms in children, very, very, very bad, and wrote down, you know, the rate and forced orgasms on children, and there's a whole bunch of stuff we can go into about that, but his whole idea was, you know, mature the mind and don't worry about the body. Is that the mindset we're going to take here in a generation? Is that the mindset that's going to be taken in countries, you know, such as Spain, which, as you see, is kind of a little ahead in the, I don't know how you say it, the stupidity curve? Not saying all Spaniards are stupid, but saying that if you keep having a generation where they don't have to have knowledge, they don't have to work very hard, they don't have to man up and be responsible or woman up and be responsible, they don't have to be responsible because everyone's told them over and over and over that as a parent, you'll be taken care of. We'll take care of your child. The government or whatever, some kind of entity comes over and says, we'll take care of your child. Don't you fret none. That mindset right there, the parenting mindset has to be brought back. When you give birth to a child, you've got to become the parent. You have to say, I have to do this responsibility. And if you can, if you feel that you cannot do that responsibility yet, it is your obligation to make sure that child gets the best education in the world, maybe put it up for adoption, give it to a loving family, find another parent. Do whatever it takes for that child. Don't drag your issues and your problems down into another generation. And that's why Fix the Family, Fix America is so critical. Because we are going to be training generations and generations to be positive fathers, mothers that make a difference, pull them through any parenting problem that they have. And then reveal each one of your success. Because let's look at this. You give birth to a child and you say, I can't handle this yet. And then you say, can you please take care of this for just a little while I go over here and learn all of the knowledge that I need to learn. And then I come back and go, baby, I'm sorry. I had to do that just so that I could help you later. Just so I could help you later. No one does this stuff anymore. No one is taking responsibility. Yes, there are millions of hardworking Americans that I speak to on a weekly basis. Incredible, incredible people. Parents that are struggling to keep it together. Struggling to juggle all the stuff that they do, to try to keep food on the table, try to keep a mindset into their children that things are going to be good. I have to tell you, sometimes it's real, real tough. And I see parents just going, you know, when do I get a break? And the answer I have to give is, I don't know. I don't know when you're going to get a break. Something has gone wrong. The system has issues. We have to find a way to fix this. That's my mission. Fix the family. Fix it in America. 10-year-old giving birth to a child. That's stunning. Going to take a quick break here. We'll be right back. Take a second for the music to play because we are, again, on a mobile unit. Thanks a lot, and we'll be right back. Maybe not. Well, we're still here. We cannot take a break yet. I'm a little behind on something. So, let's see. 10-year-old gives birth in Spain. And that's not national news. Yes, we have an election over here in America, but someone needs to look at that and go, what happened? What happened? And how can I prevent that from occurring here? Teenagers. Teenage pregnancy is on the rise in this country. Definitely on the rise in this country. Is that what is causing that? Lack of parenting? Too much media? What can it be? Something's got to be causing that. We have to delve into it. We have to delve into it. Thank you so much. It started to rain on me. All right. All right, quick break. We'll be right back. Things are a little hectic here because of what we're having to do, but we'll be all right. It'll be fine. It is a show meant to just teach, and you know, it's not. It's what we need to do. Now, the 10-year-old in Spain is not the first or youngest child mom, ladies and gentlemen. That right there is a stunning, stunning mindset issue to wrap around, because earlier this year, a 9-year-old schoolgirl in Northeast China gave birth. And then another 10-year-old girl in Idaho got pregnant at age 9, got pregnant. And then as far back as 1939, somebody in Peru got pregnant at 5 years, 8 months, and became a mother at 6 years, 5 months. That's absolutely tragic that I have to tell you those listings. All right, San Francisco on Tuesday, yesterday. Remember, we spoke about this a while back. The board passed the law that said you cannot give away free toys with an unhealthy restaurant meal for children. Remember the situation there. Ooh, cutting. Remember the situation there. They said you can't give away toys in unhealthy meals, but they had a calorie limit. And we came up with the idea that you could actually deep fry two Twinkies and you would still be under the calorie limit. And I could give away a toy.
The two, we calculated the two.
Deep fried Twinkies to cost us approximately a quarter. And we could give away a toy that cost about $5.
And it would be the most
bad toy in the universe. Beat any, you know, Hardee's or McDonald's toy anywhere else. So that law, is that going to curb the childhood obesity law rule problem? Goodness.
Do you really think so? Do you really think so? What if there's no toy and the parent was in charge of buying the product in the first place? How's the kid's cousin suddenly going to make a decision going, I don't want a Happy Meal, I was getting a toy? Let me rephrase this. The kid is suddenly going to say, you know what, Mom, I got to start eating healthy because they stopped giving away toys. I don't have a toy, so I'm going to eat some celery. Oh, wait, Mom, you're the one driving the car. Oh, wait, Dad, you're the one taking us to McDonald's. That's because I can't drive at 5 years old. The absolute misguided application of a feel-good principle is going to destroy good ideas all the way around. Not let's fix the problem way, way, way back in the backpack, where conventional farming and McDonald's and its food and how there's a lady that has shown for 14 years a Happy Meal hasn't degraded one bit, not even mold on the bread. Let's don't fix those issues about how we're eating the bad foods. Let's just talk about the toys. That way it looks like we're doing something when we're really not. Because taking away the toy really doesn't do anything at all. Really doesn't. For those of you who are sitting around listening to this and say, yes, it does, I want you to continue listening. Because you're the one that needs the most help. Educating the parent on what they're feeding the child would be the key to fixing this issue, not saying, oh, there's no toy. No toy. If I was McDonald's, I'd just close. I'd close in San Francisco. I'd say, well, I can't operate my business the way I operate my business. Then this is no longer a city that I need to be in. Just close them all. All those workers would be out of a job, and all those people wouldn't be able to go through the drive-thru. And that way you fix the problem completely. Because if the toy was the problem, then the elimination of the food shouldn't be a problem. Kid can't even get the food. Not only can he not get the toy, he can't get the food. I don't know, ladies and gentlemen, how someone people aren't thinking anymore. People aren't freely reading. You know, remember when I told you way, way long time ago that less than 3% of any human being that finishes college just never picks up another book? Oh, excuse me. 97% of all college students never pick up another book after college and read it. 97%. But yet we have people that haven't picked up another book, go through their life
sitting there going, you know what? You know what I heard what the problem was? Childhood obesity. You know what to fix it? Don't offer toys. And they think they're doing a good thing. They think they're doing a good thing. Can you believe that? It's crazy. It's absolutely crazy. Fixing the family is going to take a little work, because we have to make an impact on now, which will make an impact in the future. Can we make an impact now if we can't reach the people that need the help? I think so, because the more we touch, the more we'll touch. And that's why we do what we do. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm sitting here just racking my brain on the toy issue, and I can't foresee sitting at a table with these people and then not getting into an absolute debate on, okay, the parent drives the car. They're going to go, yes, but the kid won't whine for the meal. Wait a minute. Most of the time, the kid's not whining for the meal in the first place. The mom and or dad is going, you know what, I'm quick, I'm lazy, I don't want to do nothing, I'm just going to McDonald's. I don't want to take the time to go to a grocery store. You know how many grocery stores don't have people in them? Or if they do, they're filled up with Pop-Tarts and Rice Krispies. People have this unheard of trust that what's on the shelf has got to be good for them. It says it has vitamins on the side. It's crazy, people. It's crazy. I have to continue doing what I'm doing. And if you want to hear more of me, you get a chance next week to hear me twice. Tuesday night, 7 o'clock, I'll be on the J. Blair Brown Right Now show on here on Blog Talk Radio. I will be tweeting, talking, Facebooking, everything. Make sure you follow me on Twitter.com/Jack Hatfield. And Facebook me as a friend, Facebook.com/TheJackHatfield. Very, very important that you do that so you can find and do all that we need to do together. We can make it happen, ladies and gentlemen. We can do this over and over and over. And, again, I spoke earlier about how parents are struggling. Everybody's trying to make do. Well, some parents, it's time to make do your own way. It's time, because you're not going forward in a company. That you're in. So entrepreneur up, and you can get help. Go to sandhill.sohooffice.com. You can get the help you need. They can do it all. Website design, logo design. Got a business in a box, basically. You get you all your letterhead, your envelopes, business cards, a stamp. It has everything. Visit the box, sandhill.sohooffice.com. Give them a call, 803-736-5011. Entrepreneur up and get out of the crowd. Break free and be your own self. It's very crucial. All right, I cannot press the music button at this time because, again, we're on a mobile allay, but I'm going to pause anyway. We have to pause a little bit. Again, apologize for the show. I may have to abbreviate the show some. The day is amazingly, as you know, lots of things occur. And I just wanted to raise your ire here on election, post-election day. And everyone felt that they put who they wanted to win in office. But let me tell you this. It doesn't matter what you voted for or who you voted for yesterday. You need that person to somehow stand up and be a leader, somehow stand up and say, we've got to start being responsible, somehow stand up and say it is time for America to fix its woes, and it's time for families to get back on track. No longer can we rely on the stupidity of one to be taken care of by the other, by another. No longer can we have the stupidity of one be taken care of by another. Yes, we need to have some buffers in there for mistakes and other issues, but we got to stop the mentality that if I do make the mistake, it's all good. We've got to stop the mentality that, you know, I'm going to live vicariously, but if I make a mistake, it's all good. Something or someone else will take care of it. That mentality's got to cease, and that's what you need to be asking for from your representative. It doesn't matter who you voted for. That's what you need to be talking about. That's exactly what you need to be thinking that your representative needs to be saying. This stuff is critical. Knowledge is power. And it may not be power in the sense that you think it is power, but it's power inside you. You know you're doing the right thing. You know you're going forward. Because that's what it's going to take. It's going to take people moving forward despite what needs to happen. It's going to take care of your family. Take care of your family. Regardless of who thinks anything of you. That's crucial. That's absolutely crucial. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I do not like to do this, but this mobile area is about to not be available. I'm running up against an actual intrusion and issue. The show may be silent for a few minutes so that we can manipulate and redo and regroup at a studio. But I wanted to make sure to get some things in your head. I wanted to make sure that we fix America. And I want to make sure that you fix your family. Fix the family. Fix America. Positive fathering. Make a difference mothering. Pull through parenting. And finally reveal your success. 4-step plan for generational change. And with that mindset, you will be requiring your elected representatives to do how you think, because that's how you'll vote. Doesn't matter who they are. You'll be saying, I want you to be doing this. No matter the party affiliation, I want you to do this. And that's the crucial component.
So we can stop having 10-year-olds give birth. All right, we're going to take a quick break in the silence. No music for a couple seconds. Remember that. And we'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for listening to Fix the Family, Fix America. All right. Song ended. Just read about a 21-year-old lung cancer patient. Never smoked a cigarette in her life. Her grandmother got lung cancer and died 40 days later. So needless to say, she was very upset. She had been running, actually, with in her college, activities. And was wheezing and coughing, but didn't go to the doctor for a very long time. And then they found out she actually had a collapsed lung. So, 21-year-old with lung cancer, ladies and gentlemen. You want to tell me
that it's a smoker's disease. Yeah, there's some issues with that. You want to tell me, every time someone says lung cancer, you almost get the stigma that, oh, they must have smoked. It was a preventable cancer. They did it themselves. Well, here's a 21-year-old that didn't do that. You want to tell her that? Why not choke? There's always something out of the ordinary in some cases, okay? So you can't blanket all lung cancers with smoking. And because you can't do that, because you can sit here and say, that person didn't smoke, got lung cancer. That person smoked for 80 years and didn't get lung cancer, died of natural causes. You can't pinpoint these things, but you can pinpoint a pile of things. Now, that is, yes, a misnomer. You can pinpoint a pile of things, meaning I can look at this pile, and I can say this whole pile caused this problem, and that's what we talk about a lot in disease and the diet. Now, our next workshop is in Greenville, South Carolina, at the Earth Fair next Wednesday. Greenville, South Carolina, next Wednesday, 6 to 7. So you have a whole week now to get ready to go and be there. And that's what I want you to do. Where this one's going to teach you the absolute horrible myth of cholesterol and show you again the facts about the fructose. Remember, your diet may not have changed. You may sit there, like I said, you may sit there and say, I eat just like my grandmother ate, my grandfather ate, but you don't. There's not a single product made the same exact way. Because someone said, you know what, I can get this ingredient cheaper, let's switch it. It doesn't change anything. Doesn't change the taste. Doesn't change the outcome. Just changes the ingredient. And because it doesn't change the taste or anything, they say, that can't be harmful to your health. It didn't change anything. I can swap this ingredient out for that ingredient. Nothing happened. That's not true. We talk all the time about soybean oil and how it's not supposed to be ingested. But yet it's in over 188,000 products. And we talked about Duke's mayonnaise and how they lie. Well, they stretch the truth on the recipe is exactly the same. Soybean oil wasn't around when Mrs. Duke made her mayonnaise. And yeah, I'm going to raise a big stink about this until Duke's comes out and says, oh yeah, we did that. Oh yeah, we did do that. We forgot to tell you. Ladies and gentlemen, again, in the mobile unit, we're actually super mobile right now, trying to get things done. I got to tell you, 21-year-old lung cancer victims, children with cancer on the rise, you know, degenerative diseases killing more this year than any other, than acute illnesses. There's a problem. And speaking back on the election day, we need to start saying, you know, we need to fix the problem back at the back end, not at the toy end. The toy end is going to take some time because that's the parent end. You know how many times I went through a drive-thru to buy the toy? Just the toy? I was like, that'd be a good little gift. She'd like that. And I go through and I said, can I buy the toy? Yes, it'd be $2. Okay, so the Happy Meal is $4.99. And you're selling me the toy. You get the free toy when you buy the Happy Meal. And you're selling me the toy for $2. What does that tell you? Tells you a lot about that muffler is all I'm saying. Tells you an awful lot about that muffler. British researchers have said they found a cure for the common cold. Now, the common cold, all right, pinpointed down to one virus is impossible because there are multiple mutagens of that virus causing the same symptoms. So when you read the article and they say they found the cure for common cold, what they're saying is they found an antiviral issue for the multiple-like symptoms in one area. So unless you have that exact virus, that exact drug is not going to fix it. But I can almost guarantee that that drug will start getting pushed if it gets approval. Because, I mean, who wouldn't say, oh, I got sniffles, I'm going to go do what I do at the doctor. How many people go to the doctor for sniffles nowadays? Obviously a lot. I mean, the regular doctors that sit in their, you know, offices and take patients and spend, you know, less than 90 seconds with the patient see an awful lot of the same stuff because people just come in and go, oh, I don't feel good. And it's weird because I've never felt exactly like this bad before. Yes, you have. You just don't. Your brain is not rewired to remember negatives. What? What are you saying? That's right. Your brain is not wired to remember negatives. That's why when you look back on life, think of positives. Think of how happy you were when this occurred. To put it in perspective, think of what would happen. Anything bad that's happened on a wedding day. I've seen videos where a cake has been thrown down and the bride just puts her head in her hands and goes, oh, woe is me. But I guarantee you 20 years later they're going, yeah, the cake fell. But overall it was great. It was a great wedding. And I married Brad or Jim or whatever she says, and it's been fantastic. Or the memory goes, yeah, the cake fell, and I should have known that as an omen because Brad or Jim was the loser, and we had to get a divorce. That's basically going to be your two memories. You're going to tie them together to remember the bad. But I can almost also guarantee unless you hit them fresh after that divorce, their next statement would be, but that's why I found, Bill here. Your brain is hardwired to remember positive, not negative. And that is a great thing because as a kid, I mean, look at how many injuries children have growing up. I know I've had my head busted. I've had almost my eye busted. I've been bitten by a dog and almost lost two fingers. I've had a window basically slice my wrist open to where it was squirting. I have the skin ripped off of my shin so that I could actually touch my own bone, my own shin bone. But I only remember these as memories because of scars. I don't remember the pain, really. In fact, now looking back, I definitely don't remember the pain on any of the head wounds. I can remember some of the pain from the wrist and the dog bite. I remember the dog bite didn't hurt until it got to the hospital and somebody squeezed it. It's amazing that your brain, you know, all that traumatic experience occurring where you almost lose two fingers, your brain says, you know, we don't want to feel that. That's too bad. That doesn't look good. We're gonna want to shut that off. The brain is amazing. And that's why it's so disgusting to see people not use it. I'm also in true belief that sometimes your nutrition prevents you from using it. Because there's so much happening in your body, your brain's going, oh my goodness. What is that toxic issue? What is that carcinogen? What is this thing that I've never eaten before in my life, but yet it's in this product? What is this food right here that I would not get if I was out in the jungle? Your brain said, I'm going to shut that off. You don't need to feel that. We'll try to get it out of your body as fast as I can. We don't use our brain. Remember, there was a big rule back. We only used 10% of our brain. We actually use more than that. But I guarantee you're not listening to just 10%. Some people aren't listening to any of them because they don't think. They just go. I don't want to think, so I'll put on this music. I don't want to think, so I'll do this boring, tedious job. I don't want to think, so I'll get home and watch television. I don't want to think, so all my conversations will be superfluous. There'll be no deep thought in my conversations and in my rantings and ravings. I'll just say stuff. I see it every day, ladies and gentlemen. I see it every single day. People not using that noggin. Not gaining any knowledge. That's another thing I can't stand. You ask a person, well, do you know about God, blah, 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 blah? And they go, nope. Come back 2 weeks later, well, you know about it yet? Nope. That question didn't make you curious? Not knowing about something didn't make you want to go, you know, I wonder if I should know that. How many man on the street interviews do you see? Where the person says, so, who's the vice president? Oh, I don't know. Call them back, read letters. So, who's the vice president? Oh, I don't know. Well, your lack of knowledge on that subject didn't make you feel like you should go look that up? Or when a person says, you know, I don't know how to do that. So, why don't you go find out? All it takes is you for to, read, learn, understand, remember, that's how you gain knowledge. My daughter will sing that song so beautifully. That's trademark of J. Jack Hatfield and Natural Success Principles, LLC. You may not use those words in that order. Read, learn, understand, remember, that's how you gain knowledge. You can also see, learn, understand, remember. Touch, learn, understand, remember. Any of the five senses. But the most basic knowledge and most knowledge that is extrapolated from the human existence has come from books. And that's why listening to me on the J. Blair Brown Show next Tuesday, 7 o'clock, follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/Jack Hatfield, and go search out on Blog Talk Radio J. Blair Brown. Very hard to say this quickly. But I mean, a glorious woman wants you to write a book right now. She talks about how she has worked her way through her mindset of writing her book. She talks about how she's a single mother, and she knows she has to discipline her children even though she wants to just love them and nurture them. Amazing person. We're going to be on that show next Tuesday, 7 o'clock, and then you get to hear me again Wednesday. And you'll get to replay both those shows over and over and over all week long. That's what I want you to do. Now, unfortunately, because we are mobile, I have no way of knowing when the show ends. So you have to forgive me on that. And here's a little homework for you, listeners. This is amazing. I need you to go tell more people to listen. Because we have grown faster than you could possibly imagine. And if we can even spread the word farther and farther and more, we can start making a bigger difference. Yes, we're making a huge difference already. But we don't want to quit. We don't want to quit until we fix the families, which in turn fixes America. Right? Right. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm so proud of you to be listening. I'm so proud of you continuing to gain knowledge. And I know that some of you look around and you see either your cousins, aunts, uncles, whatever, doing barely anything to do anything. That was so vague. Barely even trying to make more than a living. Step it up. You can do it. I want to reveal your success. We all have it in us. We all have an innate desire to see just as much as we have an innate built-in memory bank of positives. You harness both of those, and your life will be amazing. Just think about it. You harness your innate ability to survive and succeed. I've seen it. Seen it firsthand through my daughter. The innate ability to survive and succeed. And if you can harness that power and you go forth and you do the best you possibly can at anything you do, you will be a true success. And then your innate ability to remember only the positives, look back at your life. First of all, you're not going to sit idle. You're going to go straight to the top, you know, and keep on going. And then when you're sitting there, you're going to look back and remember nothing but the positives. Yes, there's going to be some negatives. Yes, there's some tough times. But you're going to keep going forward, and then you're only going to remember the good. And you're going to look back at your life and go, wow, this was an awesome ride. This was an awesome ride. All right, again, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know when it will quit, but I do want to at least sign off correctly. So, get your work done. Go home. Hug your children. Kiss your significant other. Put your children in bed and have a grand libation. And think about the positives of the day. And think about how tomorrow you're going to do even better. Because we're going to start anew today. We're going to start anew tomorrow. We're going to fix the families. And we're going to fix America. We're going to make positive fathers. We're going to make mothers make a difference. We're going to pull people through in their parenting issues. And then we're going to bring out your success. And then we're going to tell you about your diet. Because part of your wealth is your health.
Part of your success
is feeling like a million bucks. Okay, do it. Thank you for listening. Go out. Tell everybody I really appreciate it. Do your work. Go home. Get your significant other. Play and encourage your children. Then put them to bed. Then grab your libation. Think positive thoughts. And then get ready to tackle tomorrow. Entrepreneur Ops, sandhill.soloffice.com. Listen to me Tuesday, Jay Blair Brown Right Now Show, 7 o'clock, right here on Blog Talk Radio. And then again, listen to me over and over and over daily. Hit replay on this show. Rapidly look forward to it, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you had a good time. Thank you for listening. Have a great day. See you next time.